Okay, so this is the conclusion of Hilchos Yichud Shir, practical case of Shelos Tshuvos in the Inyan of Yichud. And as I said, it's part two, really should be of a three-part series, so just be aware that you're not getting the full angle that I would like you to get in generally, and this is Halacha Chaburas. So one Shir is just very truncated and you know, is very compartmentalized, I should say. And two shirim is okay. And, you know, as we'll do in future weeks, almost every week we'll have three different shirim on the topic. So, yesterday we mentioned the machloikis in the poiskim as far as heterim, non-heterim, how exactly it works. Is it deraisa, derabanan? So I wanted to give you just a brief summary that I found that I thought is very useful. Yichud shel ish v'isha from a girl that is bat mitzvah is the Isser min HaTorah. Isser min HaRabbanan is yichud in ish v'yilada with a girl. So this is, of course, a very important case for babysitting and stuff of that way. Yichud of ish echad v'shtei nashim is an Isser min HaRabbanan. Yichud shel ish echad v'shlosh nashim, according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, is still Aser. The Ramah paskins its mutter. Yichud shel shnei anoshim v'isha achas, Rambam Shulchan Aruch Aser, Rama Mutter. So in case we've already seen this, the codifying halacha that we're a little bit better off in this case to be Ashkenazim, even not to be a Ben Harosh. And fine, weiter. So we saw yesterday, just to summarize, because it's going to be important for us, the two major heterim, which are very important, the heter of Ba'alo Ba'ir, which is going to be a big source of our discussion, and Pesach Pesuach L'Roshas HaRabim. Ba'alo Ba'ir, we had a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, which is Yesodik machloikis for our discussion, whether or not Ba'alo Ba'ir, according to Tosfos, is a heter, and that's the Gemara, the way this Gemara discusses it, or according to Rashi, that it's not a heter, it just makes the Isser a little bit less. And that would probably mean you should only use it in emergency situations. What's very interesting over here is that, as I quoted in the name of Rav Shechter yesterday, according to Ba'al Be'ir, so that's why the Orcha Shulchan and Chachmas Adam discussed it, but you shouldn't rely on it all the time. And this is important, right? The plumber is coming to the house, so the plumber comes to the house, so okay, you need a heter there. But other than that, it shouldn't be something that's constant. Of course, we quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, Liba Gaspo, that's going to be, of course, very important. If there's some sort of relationship, so this heter doesn't apply. And this is actually very, very important. We said that it could be, Al Yidei Chiddush, could be that Liba Gaspo also is Pesach Pesuch L'Rishas HaRabim, which would be a big complication for some people, if they have a relationship. And we said, Memela today, most people have relationships with women, in the sense of, you know, there's always kind of something happening. What do I mean by that? You know, there's text, there's email. So the question is, how far? I haven't seen a modern-day psak, modern-day meaning, you know, 2016, psak on what exactly is considered to be a relationship, right? So, you know, if I have WhatsApp, and it happens to be that I have, not me, of course, you know, I have 16 different types of women that are on the WhatsApp, right? Well, because one woman asked me, she said, oh, I heard you swap your car. Can you give me more information about, you know, how to do that with insurance? So that means I have a relationship with her, right? So you understand what I'm trying to get at. Clearly, if I dated her in high school, that's a relationship. Clearly, if we have a constant email, you know, or texting, that's a relationship. And that's going to be important when we discuss these requirements. The first Shiloh was that of Rav Moshe Feinstein, which I hope you already saw. In Igros Moshe and Evan Ezer, Chelik Dalet, Simet Samachay. When he asked, what happens to a Baal Chovesh Bebeta Asurim? Afshu Be'iru Barula, Shalo Yinachay Latzeit Ezamat. Right? She loves her husband so much, she relocated to, you know, Rikers Island or wherever these places are, or in the day. Alcatraz, sorry. Alcatraz, and she's momish there. She's you know, what, San Francisco's right there, right? You could swim it? Am I right?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Right. So you're right across from there, right? Says the Brit. Sure you can. So you're right across from there. You can momish see Alcatraz. So is that considered to be Baal Be'ir? So what's the answer? Obviously. No, what did you see inside? What did Rav Moshe say?
That's not.
Why?
He's not coming home.
Ba'al Rabbi Yair doesn't just mean, well, he's in town, but, you know, he's being held up now, literally. Or, as I said, he's a doctor, and he's in surgery for 6 hours. Right? That's impossible. So the guy's in jail, and she loves him so much, because obviously he didn't do it, as all people in jail never did anything wrong. So she's waiting for him, and she's mom is across the street. And now somebody comes and visits her, she goes, oh, Bala Be'er, Shkoyach. No, maybe he'll escape jail. Come on. We don't. So Moshe says, that before, according to Rashi, Bala Be'er, Hatam de Heter, Bala Be'er, who, Mitami, right? It's a lower Heter. Rashi tells us, Machlerike, Shazel, Lo Shayach, Chachovish Be'ezel Surah. New York. So the same thing would apply in New York. That's exactly what I quoted to you yesterday. Okay. Again, I apologize for giving the examples to British people, since you're, you know, also important to me. So, you know, you can give the, again, I don't know distances, but London is considered to be a city, correct?
We're a village.
From one side to London to the other side of London, in traffic, how long would it take?
2 hours, maybe more.
Perfect, right? So that was a good example. Thank you, Rabbi Hartstein. So I work in London. So I'm sure there's a certain place I can work in London where for me to actually be a Bala Be'er, it's going to take me at least an hour to get home. You just said 2 hours, so obviously. So why is that Bala Be'er? She knows there's no way her husband's going to come home for another hour at least. Right, she called the husband, right, but she texted the husband, what are you doing now? So what do you mean I'm doing now? I'm at work. What do you mean I'm doing now? Maybe he's lying, he's going to surprise her. But she says, is that good enough? So in New York, we gave the example where a person's from, you know, Riverdale to Staten Island, forget about it. You'll be lucky, you know, if you make it before Shabbos there. Right? Queens and Manhattan, same type of thing. It's going to take you a very long time to get there. And even though it's technically an ear, we would say that that is not good enough. And that's the same thing we said in Rav Shlomo Zalman's but Rav Shlomo Zalman was quoted Ramat Gan in Tel Aviv. Okay, so it works the opposite way too. Just like an ear, London cannot be defined as a city in the sense of for traveling purposes, it has to be mamish close, so too, even if it's two cities, that could be close enough. You know, in Israel, everything's called a city. Right, I'm saying it's the size of New Jersey, Israel. So, come on, that's a joke, right? This place to that place. Okay, so Tel Aviv has, you know, Bnei Brak, Tel Aviv, and Ramat Gan, and Givatim, and they're all, Givatayim, they're all very close to each other. So one could, Taina, true, if it's really close, I have to be in another town. It's not another town. I don't know, let's say you say, you know, Long Island is a big, I don't know if that's a city, but I work in Woodmere, but I live in Lawrence. So, but it's the same thing. It takes you 2 minutes to get home. So that would be the difference. Rav Moshe also says in the tshuva, which I'm sure you saw as well, so that wouldn't be good. So too, she ain't tzorach lavo. So then he says something which I don't agree with. I'd like to know if you agree with me or you agree with Rav Moshe. Be'elu she'ovdim eitzel acherim. Somebody who works and has a boss. V'shehen sham shmona shos. V'haderach sham v'chazer misham. Hu erech shtei shos. Iko isur yichud. Because she ain't derech anshe lavo lebeisa. Okay? So take the example. The guy works in New York City, okay? And he's technically Ba'ir. He lives in Queens. But it takes him, with traffic, 2 hours to get home every day. So the wife knows the fact that he's always an 8-hour person. He's always at work. He never comes home stomp in the middle of the day. That is considered to be not a heter Bala Be'er. What's the heter, says Rav Moshe? Aval imu berishus atzmo v'yachol lavo lebeiso kishirot zepam leka iser yichud v'udav reshe noger sorry tove le'anshe yadu azeh. People know that. So again, the only thing I question here is it's not a question, it's a metzius question. Nowadays people are so free with their work ethic that nobody really keeps anybody at work for 8 hours. You can go away. I understand if it's a 2-hour drive, so that's not going to happen. But Mistoma, I would think that a person could show up anytime. Ramosh, you know, a guy's a salesman. So he's a salesman, he's going to different places. Let's say he's a drug salesman, you know, medical drugs. And so he's going from medical office, right. He's going from doctor office to doctor office. He's going to doctor office, you never know where he is. He could pop in. That would be different. For sure, if you're your own boss, so one day you decide, you know what, I'm coming home. I agree with promotion. I'll give you in the following sense, right? Can you just do me a favor and pick that up on the floor? In the following sense, right? You have a guy, I remember, and I used to work in Newark, New Jersey. So I worked in a company, Netsophone. So it took me an hour, let's say, not an hour, 45 minutes to get to work every day, and 45 minutes to get home. Almost, just about 0% of the time I ever came home in the middle of the day for something. When would I come home in the middle of the day? So if I was with a client, if I was with a business partner that I was working with, and I wanted to take him out to a fancy schmancy dinner, so Teaneck was the best, or lunch, so Teaneck, I'd actually travel all the way to Teaneck to take him out, because there were no nice places near Newark, certainly. Probably both kosher and not kosher, probably no nice places. So it's obvious that sometimes I would come home. When did I once come home? 11 o'clock in the morning, right? I was fired. It was a funny firing. I was fired one day and then I came in the next day. But okay, so they fired me. I came into the office and I was fired. It was fun. And it was the first time ever I was fired in my life. I think the only time I was fired. And they had Donald Trump come. It was very nice. And the lady that fired me was hysterically crying. She was the head of the HR department and she was very upset. And it was a strange situation because we were having massive layoffs at that time, and I had a friend who was the executive vice president of the company, and he, the night before, called me and said, don't worry about it, I saw the list, you're not on the list. They purposely didn't put my name on the list because they knew that we were friendly, and they tricked him. Fine, so I get fired, so what are you going to do? You don't stay in the office. I left. So I left the office, and I came home, and I come home at 1 o'clock, my wife is shocked, what are you doing home? So I told her the truth, I got fired. And from then on, whenever I come home, if I ever come home early, she's like, oh my God, what happens? You get fired? that's her constant line. Now that I work in the yeshiva, so obviously it's Babel Beer, because then I could show up anytime I want. You know, sometimes, you know, whatever, during the break, I'll take a nap, whatever. That's mutter, not during the break. So, it happened to be just to show you on that. You know, that night, they called me up, and they said they think that they made a mistake, and I come in tomorrow to work. I'm like, you can't do that. So I came in the next day and they made me an offer. I actually did not accept it. I said, the compensation was very lucrative at the time. So I said, I'll take the compensation, whatever. But that wouldn't be Baal HaBeer, so I agree. We questioned yesterday, if you remember, is there such thing as Ishto Ba'ir? My wife is in town. So you guys all said what? Remind me? No. Why? What? We don't fear our wives, we said. So Rav Felder was asked in his Sefer Ola Yeshurin in English, and he says a man may not remain alone with a woman if his wife is not present, although she's in the same city, unless she is close by and will return in a short time. What does close by mean? So he said he asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, Kein kasa maran shlita. It's in close time. I don't know if that is not a full hour, right? And when you go to when you get professional services a lot, you get a massage. It's called an hour massage, but it's called a professional hour, which is 45 minutes. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, that's what they do. So I don't know if that's what it means. Mikra ishto ima. Kedavar halacha. Look what it says in Siman Dalet. And we know right? She knows she's about to come up. So I can give you the example. You're alone with, which would be Yichud, your sister-in-law, and you're all talking, your sister-in-law and your wife, and your wife's like, oh my God, I totally forgot to get you sugar for my neighbor's house. I'll be right back. Right? So you have to run out of the house with her? So there, Rav Moshe would say, she's coming home in a second. Come on. Question is that how far does that go? Same case, you're with the sister-in-law in the house, and she's like, you know what? I'm just going to run to the grocery store. I'll be right back. So we know the shear of yichud as far as, you know, unfortunately, that's what I wanted to do in the third shear. Fun shilas with elevators and things like that. We just don't have the time. But the shear yichud is the amount of time it takes to fry an egg. And it's the amount of time it takes to have bia. So we're machmir when it comes to the yichud room. We wait a little bit longer than that, but Shir Yichud would be right away. So I know for sure she's getting in the car now. It'll be at least 20 minutes. So why wouldn't that be Yichud? So I'm not sure. I just don't understand what Rav Moshe's Heter is. I would have to, someone have to explain it to me more, what exactly Shamu Atma. Next tshuva, I'm sure you found as shocking as I did. car travel with women. I mentioned this yesterday. L'sayer yachad im isha b'michonit. Of course, we don't know what that is. A car. L'alchachilo vaday ein heter. Da'av she'ikr nisiyato tiya al derech hagdola shesham nosim af balayla harbe'an shemichonit. On one hand, it should be mutter. Why? Even if I'm on a highway, this car is passing all the time. Aval whoever shall survey my derech lederech tana. You can always get off in a side road. You can always get off on the highway and spend yichud time with her. Af b'yom ulay yesh lachush shenicha mechonit al derech v'yit racheku min aderech. So you can always get off a little bit, and then there'll be yichud. So this to me is very strange. Right? But he's not doing that. The moment he gets off, that's yichud. But it's a very, I don't know, I have a little bit of trouble with this. He's driving on a highway. The highway, let's say we consider, again, we said about camp roads. Camp roads could be very problematic. You're driving at 3 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody on the road. That could be yichud. But in the case where you're driving on a highway, you know, on Route 17, and this car is passing all the time. So we're choshesh that you shouldn't go alone with your girlfriend because maybe you'll pull off and, I don't know, it's very strange to me. Aval b'shas hadchak k'gon shesricha isha what gamkin l'isayi b'makom sheitzorech o k'she ishto achas halechas b'derech mevakosh lachanes b'mochanet. This is the tshuva I said was shocking. This is talking about the country actually. Rav Moshe was asked specifically about you're in the country. Right, I gave the case yesterday. And the tow truck company, his wife, everybody knows the tow truck guy, you know, whatever his name is, Hickey McHickey, and his wife is waiting on the road and she needs a ride. And you see her, I mean, she's going like this, sorry, we do this in Israel. She's going like this and she's looking for a ride. And now the Hasidic guy, of course, is not going to pick her up. Says, Ramosha, you should pick her up. Why, what's going to happen? She'll say, oh, that Jew boy passed me. Don't ever pick up anybody on the road anymore. She'im lo yechnis lemechonit yomra lav shehu tsar ayin v'ach. Sari, Ushahein, Nochris, and when it's a guy, Ikabazak, Mishum Eva, they're gonna hate you. Eva's a right, they're gonna hate you, Yeshla Hatir, Mishum Mashma, Tain Khoshish Medina Lishma Yito Minaderach. Because in that case he's so scared that he's driving her, there's no way he's gonna go off the derech. So again, meaning off the derech. No pun intended. But with a girlfriend, okay. So I hear what Rav Moshe is saying. I hear the vort, right? Again, if we're very sensitive, so listen to this following sensitivity. If we're very sensitive, so we can go ahead and say what happens when you're in a car. It's a car. It's the night. You start talking, right? So even though you're not halachically being miyached with her, right? You then might discuss being miyached with her. And there's a chashash, al-bei chashash, and we're nervous about that, right? Again, you're in the car alone. You don't know what to discuss. So first you discuss the weather. First you discuss it. And then you say, you know what? I have to tell you something. You look very nice today. Oh my God, thank you so much. I wish my husband said that about me. V'chulu v'chulu. And then all of a sudden you find yourself in, you know, by the Chattanooga River on the, you know, the turn over there where this is very private. No, okay. So you find yourself in a private place. Maybe that's what his chashash was. And when it comes to this non-Jewish woman who you pick up, you're so nervous just to get her home that nobody should see you. You're not going to go off the deck. That's what he says. Okay. This is a very common question. Before I do the answer, Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this. Many others, Rav Asher Weiss. What do you guys say about a doctor's office? What do you think about a doctor's office? Mamish Yichud, the olden days, the doctor would come in to show privacy. He would close the door. What do you think? Yeah.
Nowadays, I say it's also probably also a little different because a nurse could come in at any time. To bring
good.
In.
So he says nowadays is different. So let's say we're talking about the old days. The nurse does not come in. She knows that when the doctor's with the patient, he's not to be disturbed. Sneeze. What do you think?
Maybe not because he's afraid by losing the license or something.
Right, so that's exactly what Tetzelia said. Thank you for somebody did the marmakos. So that's what he says. So outside, just for a moment, he says that there's such a thing of losing your license. People who are in professional business, they know that if they're miyached, in this case specifically, in Eretz Yisrael, for example, I don't think the law is like this here. In Israel, there's a very, very strict sexual harassment laws. And in Israel, the sexual harassment laws are such that if, listen to this, if a woman, right, let's say I'm a, you know, I'm the boss in the company, and I have, you know, 100 people that work under me directly. If I have an affair with one of those women, consensual, they can sue me for sexual harassment, because they can claim that the only reason why they did this is because they were afraid that they would get fired. This is a law in Israel. So when it comes to yichud, there's some sort, there should be, so, you know, if you follow nothing else, there's a fear factor now that I could lose my job. If I'm a professional, especially a doctor, and I'm accused of something, I'm done. You lose your license, you know, you don't practice medicine, what do you do now? You still sell newspapers, I mean, what do you do? That would be an interesting question. So says Rav, the Tzitz Eliezer, again, I chose the Tzitz Eliezer here, although as I told you, there are many other tshuvas, but Moshe has a tshuva on this as well. Tzitz Eliezer, as I said, is the medical expert, so it was cute to use his tshuva, and he actually has a kuntrist in Chelek Vav called the Surah Yichud, a long kuntrist. V'hachi, shalom, no'ol, yesh, letzariv, deitz, das, aposkim, on this subject, v'afilu, kishasoger, im ya'el, im yesh ba, bidei, eshet harofe, o bidei mishahu acher, somebody might come in, the nurse, as you said to me, pechus, besuch, adeles, b'chol eis, sheyirtze, az ofen ze, lo nimsa, ke'eta, makin, gam, ke'en, mani, so even though there's no pesach, besuch, l'rishos, harabin, we can potentially use this heter. Why? Because I let the nurse know. So nowadays it's much different. Because what do you tell the nurses now? Please come in. Right? So it's like a known thing in America that they should be able to come in and come out. In Israel, for sure, it's like this. But that's not because of any laws. Just because people are rude. And people will open the door, come in and come out as they please. Right? I was just with my daughter. We went to Hadassah in Karen Hospital. Baruch Hashem, everything's fine. But we had to go for some of the tests. And we're sitting with two doctors there. And there was this, I don't even know if she was a nurse, she kept coming in and out and getting things from the doctor's office without, like, saying, excuse me, I'm sorry. Very strange. So, that's what we call, like, Yotze V'Nichas. It's almost like the heter that we have in eateries, in restaurants, right? So sometimes we have a heter called Yotze V'Nichas. How can you allow, there's no Mashgiach there, you know, he can't go every time. So he's called Yotze V'Nichlas. He can come in and go as ever as he please. That heter is actually the basis here of what we're doing, right? I know that even though I'm being quote-unquote miyachid with her, not on a halachic level, I'm with her alone, any second now somebody's going to walk in here. It could be any second. That's the yira that we have on people that are working in kitchens. They know that, you know, in our kitchen, let's say, even though there's a Jewish person working there, so it'll be a little bit different that the chef is from. But the people that are working that are not Jewish and making all the food, so they know that, for example, Zach, it's very possible he'll come in any second and steal food from the kitchen. So maybe they're scared because they think Zach's a rabbi. He looks like a rabbi because he's been harash. So says heter number two, v'nosif letzad heter yishanu berofe gam sad heter klali nosaf. He doesn't want to lose his job. He's going to lose his job. And they used to work in a factory, and it would be, I guess, a woman and this man. So he would even, the Radbaz at least, would have a sniff b'hakel, even if it wasn't that professional, right? It's a factory. Or if a few people, I'm wearing diamonds and I have a woman working with me, right? Or two women, as we said before. So what? So I don't want to lose my job. They're going to accuse me of sex. So I don't do anything. I'm very careful. Not everybody says that. But certainly, l'gabei rofe, that's his mikso. Mamish levdo kachole, that's what he does. And if he's accused, as the last line says, yishon b'rofe yesh heter, because they know that he would use license, he never would do anything. The question is, how far does this go? What other professions is included in this? Radbaz seems to be quite mako and say any type of profession, he would be crazy to do it. He'll lose his license. So the guy would lose his license. What does that mean? I'm the head of a factory. I'll lose my license as a factory worker. I'm going to another factory. So I'm not sure, you know, a lawyer. We say that a lawyer. I'm not sure. Certainly when it comes to a doctor, we could be mako. Turn the side over. We have two very interesting tshuvas from the Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss, we have not yet quoted, so I'll just give a brief history of Rav Asher Weiss. He's just an amazing, amazing person. I don't know if anybody here had this chus of meeting him. What's amazing about him is that he's a chassid. He is just a goyim adir, kol Torah kula, but he's quite open to all different types of people. He often will come to Teaneck and give shurim. I would put him on the list of what I would call somebody who's colorblind. Shlomo Zalman would give him that term. Who you were, what you were dressed, and whatever. Anybody can ask a shayla, and you know, if I come up to a great rabbi and ask him a shayla, he's going to assume the guy's not from. What is he asking a shayla for? Right? But he does. So I had Baruch Hashem a number of zechuyos to drive him around once in Teaneck and to have her, you know, somewhere. And he's just a wonderful, wonderful person and mamash an expert. He's became, if I'm not mistaken, the posek now in Shari Zedek Hospital. He has his own yeshiva, his own kolel. And there's rumors going around, just rumors, that he will become the next posek of the OU. The OU is looking to, Margelski was nifter, so looking. So I don't know where that is in the negotiations, now that it's on White Torah, so now everybody knows about it. Great idea. It's fine. So here in Minchas Asher, he has two volumes so far that I know of. In the first volume, he's asked the first question. Behine, uvda, beisha, here's the case. Shaita bechul, benifta avia be'Eretz Yisrael. Nabach, she finds herself in Brazil, and her father passes away in Eretz Yisrael. And she needs to get back for the Levaya. Umakum shiya ya be'ir katana. Bitsofon, she finds herself in São Paulo, making up, and the flights are flying out of Rio to go to New York. And then, of course, that will connect to a direct flight into New York, which will go direct flight into Eretz Yisrael. So she now needs to get from São Paulo to Rio. She doesn't have enough time, so she hires a private jet. And now the private jet is going to fly her quickly to Rio so that she can crash his flight to New York so she could just make the flight. Good. The EF Shahaya Latseit etair eleba matos prati katan. Fine, she gets there. V'neshalta sheila im yesh v'zeh isur yichud. Why? Hatayas ki ein ha'ishu v'matos bavash. She finds out that there's only one person flying the plane. It's a man. She's a woman. Isn't there yichud? Question. What do you guys think?
Yes. No.
You've got to control the plane.
What?
You've got to control the plane.
Yes. No, you say why?
You can do it automatically.
You quote something, I believe it's called autopilot. So you taina that if something does happen, so he can say to her, 1 second, I know how to do autopilot. Right? Good.
But if there's another plane within like 50 miles or something,
you're not allowed to.
No, because you could like definitely get into a crash.
Right. Okay, so this is a Metzius question. I don't know if there might be some law that if you're flying the plane alone.
Also, you would have to stop on the plane.
What?
Pilots always use autopilot. They only take it off before landing and take off.
Yeah, but they've got to be out of the cockpit the whole time.
Right, then they have to be in the cockpit. Okay, fine. So he says like this. Says Rav Asher Weiss. The whole Isser Yichud ain't no elami chashash bia. The noise of a dover ain't klal ef sharuchi avoli dekach ki atayas ain't yacho lirega lazovata haga. He has to hold on to the, what's it called? What's the wheel called? What is that called? What's this called? Not a steering wheel. What? Okay, whatever.
The throttle.
So the whole Isser Yichud. Fine, and he says, and therefore v'shar ha-machshirim ki az yitrasek ha-matos. This would be a really bad yichud for him. He's going to be yachay with her, and his life is going to be over. It's not worth it. Trust me. V'ad shas ha-ma'ara v'shas ha-nacha yishanoshim har b'basoda. He says, but now it's going to be yichud when he's waiting online for the places. What do you mean? There are people all around there. I don't know if that's really true, but okay. The planes, people can see. That's not good enough. So he said that's also not yichud. Yesh lo shem harbe im kein b'stabur she'ein kan yichud. No yichud. However, he continues and he says u'reisi b'shulchan Shlomo of Marana or Shlomo Zalman Arbach Tzatzal ikud u'refuah dinisal isu yichud b'mi she'osaf isha l'toch rechvo b'shticha yudo b'shomro. He asked, is it yichud if you pick up a woman in the shtachim? Right. This is actually somewhat common in Yehuda v'Shomron. So women ask for rides all the time. So let's say you're about to leave Elazar. I don't know if that's a good example, but fine. And there's a woman asking for a ride, very common. She knows everybody in her yeshuv. So she knows the guy, great, Yishkoyach, okay, great. And he gets in, he says, where are you going? I'm going to drive you to Ephrat or to, you know, Yerushalayim. So Shlomo Zalman asks us, so he says, the cave of the Ein Regalim Ba'atsur B'tzei HaDerech Mishum Sakonis Mechablim Ein Bazeh Iser Yichud to Lo Yiskav Asma K'dei Levo. So Rav Moshe's thing is that maybe he'll go out on the side, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, he will not go out on the side in Ramallah. He's not going to do that because he'll die. That's not worth Yichud, right? Just like the guy flying a plane. He could have Yichud with her, he just will crash. Even a man's not going to do that. So too over here, same shot that was asked about an ambulance, the same type of thing. Yesh makam v'hakel, yesh l'chapeid p'tarim v'chayim, fine. Notice the dover v'adai odif mahai d'shem yochol la'atsur ela she'mistama lo ya'asakach, aval atayas. Even in this case, if it's an ambulance driver, or it says, so it's better to have two people, he says, but in the case of Matos, he thought it was just not. So Mitzias, if there was some sort of autopilot, and it was a longer flight, and he knows he's got 30 minutes. You're right. So then maybe there would be a shiloh. Maybe. So then the next question is really, really interesting. What if it's impossible for you to get caught? Source number five. Source number five I found to be quite interesting as well. And that's the following case, if you guys remember. Nebuch. Well, let's read the case inside. Ah, l'shitas ha-chazanish esher debal kazeh ein emas ha-baal leah. There is a certain case where we're going to say that there's no emas habal on a woman. Why? What's the case? You have somebody, Rahman al-Islam, who has who became a paraplegic, right? Or whatever. He's handicapped in a way that he can't move his legs. So you have a Filipino, as they call him in Israel, an aide that is helping him out, and he sleeps in the house. And he does everything for him. He gets him out of bed. He washes him, everything. And the wife lives there. So the shaila is there yichud here? What do you mean there's yichud? We said two men, one woman is fine. No, it's not true. We said that a husband is in the house, and that's mutter, right? So let's say, chas v'shalom, but let's say my wife went upstairs to go to sleep. And I'm downstairs with my sister-in-law. So is that yichud? She's sleeping. What do you mean? But she can come down any second. She can come down and be like, enough, go home. So that's not yichud. What about in this case? The husband's there. He's laying down in the bed. Is that yichud? What do you think?
Yeah, he's not getting out of bed.
Why not?
He can't.
Oh, exactly. It's the same case, of Ramosha's case with jail. So there he's physically in jail. In the other case, he's also physically in a jail. What do I mean? He can't move his legs. What is he going to do? Rahman al-Islam, just don't put the image in your mind. He knows something's going on. He hears something's going on. So what was he going to do now? And that's exactly what we're sensitive to. If there's no emas habalalah, if we can create a situation where she's not nervous about the husband, so then obviously there's a problem. And that's the case over here. She knows her husband, right? The husband's, Rahman al-Islam, he's in a coma. Right? Nothing's going to happen over here. He says, not only that, does that bother me. He says something very surprising, but I want to quote it anyway. This is what I told you this morning, that this would be controversial. Especially if you have this Filipino bebe zuk, kishabal chole, chas v'sholom, yachuhu leilich, achu yitzro. The ones at the isha, he could rape her. Uprat be'ishas koyin. Then you have a big problem. Why? Because nothing's going to happen to him. What happens? Let's say he's illegal, or he's not illegal. He'll get arrested. They'll send him back to the Philippines. So he doesn't care. So what? So says Rav Asher Weiss. There's a problem here. There's a challenge here, I should say. What's the challenge? The challenge is that there's no emas habal on one hand. On the other hand, there's no emas of the worker. So he might spend his whole day flirting with this woman and finally be like, I can't believe she doesn't like me. No, you're shkoyach. I'll be ma'anes her. And if she's an Ashes Kohen, then we have a worse situation. So I can't heter. I mean, it's very interesting. Rabbi say, how are you going to get around this? What are you going to do? So it's a strange case. The wife needs the help. She has no choice. So what do you do? What's the heter? Right? What's the heter? What do you say? Right? We have no choice over here. Rahman al-Islam. So according to Rav Asher Weiss, she has to leave. He has to leave every day. Sleep somewhere else. I don't care. It's very difficult. I may be going to tell me what's the better thing to do, to have a woman be the aide. A stama, you don't have a yichud. Okay, I don't think we have a dinim of negiya and things like that, so maybe that's good. Yeah. V'shuv ra'isi b'seiz dvar halacha. I saw in Dvar Halacha in Hilchos Yichud the din becholim besukan sheyesh lo gedil berosh lo aleinu. Rachman Otzlan, he has a tumor in his head. Who machsur achra, right? He's very, very weak, and he's not able to. So you have the same type of thing. He's got a worker there. He can physically get up, and it's possible that at that moment, but he's in such pain and this and that, he's probably not going to. Chmol and Sunni says the same thing. If somebody who's definitely ill, she's no emas about. Chmol and Sunni. It's hard to even think that there's cases like this, right? The husband's dying, so yeah, he'll wake up and he'll say, "Well, I can't believe." You. She's like, "Okay, you're going to die soon anyway. It's fine." But that far we have to go. Just a few things to end off on. It is pointed out here by one of the articles that I read on this by Rav Rimon. Rav Rimon has a kuntris on Yichud. Rav Svi Rimon, of course, from of many different fames, probably not as much anymore as Gush Etzion, but all the svarim that he writes. So he writes here in the kuntris, I think his last point is about in the army. He says this is something that comes up all the time in the army. And there are all different areas, he says, of Yichud that a person has to be careful with in the army. Because there are men and women always, right, you have to be careful. I would say that here in camp, we could also give a nice shiur on this. Common camp quandaries. So this could be a shiloh too, that somebody, so the rov of the camp, should explain that a boy and girl can't go to certain places on the campus, not also places. Right? Why? Because you can be miyachi with them. Right? If you go... If you go out of the, you go here to the forest, so people can't see you at night. It's very dark. So that could be an iser of yichur, because nobody can see the person. So a person has to be very careful that there's no violation over there. Again, other types of, I'll ask you an interesting shiloh. Chas v'shalom, this didn't come up, but let's say it did. Right, you're in a camp. It's not this camp, and the shiloh was like this: we have a counselor. We're teens. We're over bar mitzvah, so we have a counselor, and the counselor has a girlfriend, and he doesn't care. Obviously, it's not this campus because they wouldn't let a girl in the boys' campus, obviously. And he will be miyached with her, but he has no emas hakampers upon him. Is he also over? Obviously, this guy doesn't care so much, but he's also over on Yichud. Is there come a point in time that even though we say that two guys will speak to the girl, so what if the guy doesn't care? What if the guy's like excited about this? He says, "Wow, look at this guy. He's a loser, and he's going to get it's great. Of course, I'm not going to tell anybody." Is that Yichud? So Mustam, I think that we can come up with cases. You're smart. Again, even though they're heterim. Right? But you can come up with a case where there's no leave of gospel, there's a woman, Nebuch, she has a problem. Right? And that's the last source that I quoted here, maybe just for kicks. I just wanted to explain to you why this topic is so important. And I found a sefer, a choveret on snius, called Sufros B'nei Tema. B'chol ha'doros ha'dov ha'heksha b'yoter b'toris rov. This is a problem in all generations. But he says, especially in our generation, this was not written yesterday, the Yetzer Hara for Arayos is so strong that we have to be even extra careful. And I just wanted to end to say that it's possible, again, in situations, for example, when it comes to Yichud in the workplace, so there are certain situations where we actually will be more machmir. Gemara in Avodah Zarah discusses on Daf Chaf the prohibition of watching certain types of maybe not as obvious things on YouTube. So, for example, watching an animal mating could lead to inappropriate thoughts. So, what if that's your job? What if you're, I don't know, what would you call it, a veterinarian, whatever? And right, exactly. So that's what the Gemara says. If that's what your job is, that's what you do, is you know, you want to save the whales, and you I don't know, you figure out. So that's part of your job. However, if there is there a sniff lahakel, so Rav Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva when it comes to Yichud and a doctor. So he said, how can a doctor see normal covered parts of a woman? Right? This is a Shaila. You know, I have a friend who's a gynecologist. I said, from picking all these. So the real answer is that when they were looking for specialties, that area he knew was needed. Or that. Right. But Rav Avadya applies the same heter in the. I'm sorry, not Rav Avadya. The Tzitz Eliezer applies the same heter. It's actually also quoted in other tshuvas as well. But applies this heter to doctors and say, this is not something they're talking about, they're interested in, it's not going to happen. Because it's a different case, right? Because they're professionals. The question would be, based on this, there's a famous sefer called Nimos Avraham, which was quoted in the name here of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, unbelievable sefer, medical sefer as well. So he says, what about this heter? He says, there's Gemara Kedushin. The Gemara Kedushin talks about that there's yichud even in a cemetery, even when somebody's burying their own child. So he says, I don't know if you should be so makel in this case, right? In a case where a person has to be careful. That's the bottom line. That's why I quoted this Chachmei Tema, right? You shouldn't look for the sniff lahakel all the time in order to get it, especially if you want to be machmir like Rashi. Especially, you know, we said again the Orcha Shochan and what they mentioned. Last point that I just wanted to point out, right? Mitzvah Hashem, soon in your days you'll become engaged. So the Rama writes in Evan Ezer that an engaged couple should not sleep in the same home together. Right, and this is a well codified as a very good eitzah, right? Why? They're engaged already. They know they're getting married. It's not the right thing to do. Even though, obviously, there's no yichud there, right? You know, the father, you know, the father of the kala is in the bedroom in between the two. Like, are you crazy? You know, you never know. So what's very interesting is that Rav Shechter in his Nefesh HaRav. So he quotes Rav Yosef Dov Salavechik, and says that a person who's engaged has to be careful. So he says that when a young man was engaged to a young lady in Boston and would come to visit the Kalas family for Shabbos, Rav Salavechik would emphasize to the young man that he has to make sure that even though he traveled all the way to Boston, he got to find another place to sleep. Right? Find another place to sleep. So again, the reason why I quote this to end off is to show you that sometimes you got to figure out your own chumras. Halacha l'maisa, even though it's passing the Shulchan Aruch, there's an emergency. You can't. So you got to establish your own thing. Because we don't know where this din, we would have to be more machmir on today because of the fact that we live in a generation that we're not as nervous about these things. You know, we spoke yesterday about the parking lot situation. So it could be people don't care. Things are being taped. Who cares? You know, the guy with the security guard. That's going a little bit too far. Right? A person should care the security guard's walking every so often. But you have to establish for yourself something. Certainly, I just want to say, last point, that doesn't when it comes to a girlfriend. When it comes to whether it's a girlfriend or someone you're actually engaged to, so there you know, I know this is not the halacha, but there is already a liba gaspo, right? You like each other, you love each other, you talk about it all the time. So you have to be even more machmir of where you find yourself. I know that there's a heter of Pesach Masurich L'Rishus HaRabin, right? So if you take the machmir view and say the liba gaspo doesn't apply, so then forget about it. But even, right, there's no Baal Be'ir, right? Because she's not married yet. You have to be extra machmir, right? Because they know the kunz that, as I said to you, there are windows. There's no possibility in this room of having yichud. Why? Because it's Pesach Pesul Rishus HaRabin. But we figured out that if we right here in the corner, I did a whole survey, nobody will be able to see us. It's yichud. So you got to be careful to put yourself in alone situations at all. And there, the Rav Moshe Shiloh was a good Shiloh because they're friendly with each other. They're always talking. I just want to make you aware of that as we conclude. These ideas that this is a real question today, and the Chazal had amazing wisdom in making this Isser, because this is really a tremendous Yetzirah nowadays, and we have to be very, very careful for it. It should not be halacha l'maisa, of course, but we should know where their heterim are allowed when it comes to work situation, when it comes to this, but it shouldn't be something constantly that we're looking for heterim.